So my name is Ayana. And what's your name?
My name's Ariel.
And today we're going to be talking about your story. So I'm just going to ask you questions, like, to know more about you and where you come from. So can you tell me about yourself?
So I just graduated this year, and I'm off to college. I'm a first-generation college student with my family. And, yeah, that's it. I grew up and live in Denver.
So how long has your family been here?
My grandpa came to, like, he was in Mexico when he moved to Laredo, Texas when he was, like, about, like, 13 or 14 or so. And in that age, too, that's when he stopped going to school and started working. And so he was helping out his family in Laredo, Texas for a while. Then he moved to Colorado, and that's when he met my grandma. My grandma's from some ranch in Colorado. It's like deep in the mountains or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they met there, and they, my grandma didn't know Spanish before she met my grandpa. Like, she kind of learned it to, like, be able to communicate with him and stuff.
Yeah, and so if you mess up or something, we can just edit it out.
Did
so
you
don't
pause
worry.
It?
No, we can just edit it out.
We could have paused it.
I can edit it out.
Pause it. Do you know where your previous family come from?
I think Laredo. Laredo.
That's in Texas, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What changes have you noticed in, like, in immigration or in, like, Colorado where you've come from? Let's start with immigration.
I noticed that a lot of the people are acting like immigration is okay, and a lot of people even of color are supporting immigration.
Mm-hmm.
And especially since Donald Trump's been our president, I think that it's given white people, like, more privilege and more, like they're the superior, you know, like, that they run stuff.
And how do you feel knowing that he is in office?
Well, I don't know, I'm disappointed.
You don't like him?
No, I wouldn't have wanted Donald Trump as the president. I feel like he's more of an entertainer. He's not a politician.
What's it like seeing your city change?
I see Denver being gentrified, like, everywhere. The new buildings that are coming in. And these buildings aren't really going to help, like, homelessness or, like, going to help people that have, like, need low-income places to live because they're making the rent higher when they make the building higher.
And how long have you been in Denver?
I lived in Denver my whole life.
Okay. What was the highest level you're going to college? Where are you going to college at?
I'm going to be attending Metro in the fall.
And what do you plan on studying?
I'm going to be like a therapist, kind of. Or some part of me wants to do my bachelor's in human services.
Mm-hmm. And what is there something that, like, desires you or, like, motivates you to want to accomplish that?
I just know that it's a lot of kids are not in a good environment, and I know that sometimes we could be sad doing that or whatever, but in the long run, getting kids out of bad environments is a good thing.
How does it make you feel seeing the people in your, like, in Colorado not being able to have places to live or, like, that see family struggling?
I think that it's getting harder in Colorado just because everything's getting more expensive and more people are moving in. Like, when you drive down the street, you see license plates with other states and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Colorado's just getting really packed in. The more people there are, the less jobs there are. And, yeah.
After you start college, do you plan on leaving Colorado to, like, attend college in another state or like just leave in general?
Part of me wants to leave Colorado. I was thinking about going to Arizona State University, but I don't think that I'm ready for that. Like, I still feel like I'm young.
Okay, what do you like to do for fun?
I like to, I don't know, go on walks.
Anything
with
else?
My dogs. Like, yeah, I love my dogs. Like, I really do love my dogs. Like, I will spend a lot of time with them. And I like painting and doing internships, such as this one.
And what do you love to do on your free time? Do you have a job?
I don't. I've been applying at like Starbucks and stuff. I could have a job at Little Caesars or Taco Bell or something, but I'm not gonna spend my time doing fast food. I'd rather do something I like doing art stuff.
Well, I understand how you feel, because currently I work at the Denver airport. So, like, I work at Chick-fil-A, but only reason why I'm working there is because for the money.
Yeah.
So, but, like, once this internship is over, I'm going to apply somewhere downtown, because even though I like to be in, I like to sing and stuff like that, but I want to go to a place, like, where I can be creative with my artistic side, because I like clothing, so I'd rather be working in, like, a clothes store where I can help people pick their fashion, or I would apply out of daycare because I love to take care of kids. So.
Yeah, I'd rather do like working on the clothes store too rather than working with like greasy food.
Right. So, what neighborhood and area did you grow up in?
I grew up off of like a 10th and Federal, so like by Sun Valley, but on the other side of Federal. And my grandma still lives there to this day. But when my mom moved out, we moved with her boyfriend. Well, now it's her husband for like 7 years, but back then it was her boyfriend and I was really young. We moved to Globeville, and yeah.
Oh, so we're actually doing a project in Globeville, and like they're to beautify it and just like make it better. So what do you think of how Globeville is now? Like with the highway cutting it off and the trash.
Yeah, I think that that people do take advantage of Globeville, but my stepdad actually did a mural on the highway right by Globeville. Yeah.
So which one was
which
it?
Which one? Was it like Archie?
Yeah, it's the one like right on the highway. It's like of a girl, and then there's the little guy with the skull mask playing the guitar.
Oh, I think
okay,
we
know
saw
which
that.
One
yeah, we went to an expedition on Globeville, and we saw those murals.
Have you seen Globeville recently?
Oh, yeah. We went on, what was it, this Friday?
Yeah.
And you know the stripes that were right there too?
Uh-huh.
He also did that.
Is your stepdad work at the rec center?
His name is Anthony Garcia.
Yeah, we know who he is.
Yeah, he's helping us.
That's our coordinator.
Uh-huh, that's so cool.
Okay.
Yeah. What are the people in Globeville like?
Well, a lot of them are Mexican, but you don't really see white people down there.
And how did it feel growing up in that type of community?
All the communities I ever lived in, I like because I like being the majority.
Does anything guide you to make the choices that you've made, or like do you have anyone who influences you?
Well, like doing things like this and everything, my stepdad, he's the one that helps me with a lot of this kind of stuff. So, and he, like, gets to do what he loves and gets paid for what, like, he wants to be doing, you know? So, I just want to do that someday.
When making your life decisions, are you trying to protect anyone?
Myself.
What are some of the best memories you've had from Colorado?
I just like snowboarding and skiing is really fun. And going on hikes and stuff like that. I love the mountains.
And what's your main goal here while you're in Colorado?
I'm just trying to finish college and stuff. And I don't have a really big goal right now, but I would like to, like, do something that benefits the community.
Mm-hmm. I feel the same way. I want to open a daycare. Like, once I become successful, I want to open a daycare for people here in Colorado, and not just in Colorado. Like, I want to start here, but then, like, go Broadway, because when I graduate next year, I plan on leaving state. So if I open a daycare, I'll be able to, like, make sure it's not expensive, like, how, because people charge, like, $20 per hour for their kids, and, like, per kid, I'm not going to charge that. I would just keep it, like, $30, like, for the time being, so I can help people, because I know there's a lot of people who aren't here. And then I would try to open, like, some type of homeless shelter.
Yeah.
And, like, have people stay there for, like, 3 months, and then once 3 months is up, like, in the meantime, help them grow.
Yeah, because homelessness is a really big thing. Like, you go to the Capitol, and that's all you see.
Exactly. Well, is there anything else that you would like me to know? Well, thank you for taking your time out your day.
All right, thank you.
And mm-hmm. Have a good day.
Okay. I'll go get the next person.
You know what? I gotta go in there. Let's all go, because I have to show my glasses.
Are you good?
Thank you for giving me those interviews.
Okay, and it is Zach.
I want stylish. Okay, guys, go to the Globo restaurant or what?
Yeah.
We're going to restaurant.
We're going to do a mural for sure.
Yeah, we're going to do a mural, right?
I was like a whole sign.
Yeah, so we're going to like, we're thinking about like, she's trying to find a place to do a mural.
Uh-huh.
And so we're going to do a mural. We have to think about the ideas and what we're going to do and stuff.
Oh, nice.